Welcome to You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. This week, we're talking courage. Stick around.
Hey guys, real quick, Paul Napoli here, owner of Five Star Martial Arts and Five Star Spin Boxing. We are super excited that we are getting so close to reopening. As you know, we have had our hopes brought up a few times and then unfortunately crashed down with the governor's executive orders. But after my conversation with the county executive's office today, I am super excited because we are moving in the right direction and it is almost time for us to reopen. A couple things that I wanted to let you guys know that we're doing to ensure everybody's safety while we reopen. We got more, but this is just an idea for you. We have hired a professional cleaning company to come in and deep clean the entire facility before we get started. Every surface and every piece of equipment will be cleaned and disinfected, which, to be upfront, that's not an unusual thing for us. This is not new. However, I want you to know these are things that we're doing. Along with that, in between classes, we're going to have 15 to 20 minute breaks so that there's plenty of time for our instructors to clean everything before the next crew comes in. Each student is going to be required to use hand sanitizer before and after class. So far, everything I'm telling you is for both spin boxing and martial arts. We're going to have sanitation stations will be set up around the studio so you have easy access to it, to the hand sanitizer and to disinfectant wipes. Also, we're going to have marked boxes on the mats. So the size of these boxes are going to be different for the martial arts and for spin boxing, but they are going to ensure that you have enough space to work out while being able to still social distance. On top of that, unfortunately, we're not going to let anybody into the studio until about 3 minutes before your class. I'll give you some more details on that in the future here. And, we ask that use the bathrooms only for emergencies, as they will be available. They will be ready to use. However, we hope that you can only use them for emergencies. And to kind of end things here, come with all your five-star apparel on, ready to rock, ready to get into classes. So that we don't have anybody going into changing rooms or anything like that right now. We are going to update our schedule, but guys, we just found out today that we can start having some outdoor activities. So there's a lot more news to come on that here soon, but we are super excited and super conscious of making sure this is not only the best class for you, the best workout for you, but that you are completely safe and everything is sanitized properly.
It looks good.
You look good. Thanks, Tim.
Dude, we haven't done this in 2 weeks.
Yeah, like a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking that, but it's been crazy.
It has been. We're recording, but who cares? It's been fucking crazy. It has been insane in the membrane, for sure.
That song should pop in right now.
All right. You want to do that?
Prepared. You should have been prepared for that.
Insane in the membrane?
Those are the things right there. Like, it's almost like we need to have, like, a producer.
Yeah.
We need a producer.
Who comes in and, like, you say, like, oh, that was insane in the membrane. And then all of a sudden, insane, got no brain.
Exactly.
Right. Who sings it? I don't even know who sings that.
Insane.
Not Naughty by Nature.
No, it's
Insane in the membrane.
Who sings it?
Yeah, I'll Google it real quick.
There you go.
Were you trying to get crazy?
By the time I Google it, you're going to find it insane.
Maybe.
Don't you know?
Oh.
Told ya.
I guess
Cypress
we'll start.
Cypress Hill,
yes.
Oh, man, this is what the world is right now.
You should add this to the social distancing playlist.
All right. This is good. This will get us going.
Add this to the classes.
To the one on the flam, for your temper, just toss that ham in the frying pan. Like spam.
Paul, you were like, when this song came out, you were like three.
We We were three.
Yeah. Yeah, we were three.
I was already clubbing. All right. What's up, guys?
Oh, man. Crazy.
I guess we're starting.
So there's no way to not start after that. Right. That was awesome.
That was perfect.
That's our intro song.
If more people like us, listen, politics plays a role in our lives. The president, his decisions play a role in our lives.
Big time.
But we need to control ourselves. We need to take control of what we say, what we do, and son of a gun, how we treat people. If the people, you guys can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. If the people want to live a great life, it starts with us. It doesn't start with those guys. It doesn't start, unless I'm president, then it'll start with me. No, it starts with
call for president
2024. it starts with us, the people. We need to be freaking kind. We need to teach our youth respect. We need to understand that it starts with how we treat one another. Right. The rest of it, I understand it definitely plays a factor in our lives, but more than anything, we are in control and we need to take control of how we treat other people.
I agree 100%. Paul Napoli for president 2024.
Music.
I'm starting a campaign right now. We'll get a GoFundMe to get it going.
Exactly.
P-Nap. Oh, president P-Nap.
Oh, man.
Who would be your vice president?
We'll have to think about that.
Are you kidding me? All right.
Fine, Tim.
I'm running against you. I'm running against you now.
Whatever. Pick your party, bro. We'll do this.
Oh.
Not for nothing, but it'd be one of the funnest, is funnest a word? It'd be one of the most fun debates.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine us on that debate panel?
Well, oh, definitely.
It would be a podcast.
It would be a podcast. We would have debate after debate after debate. Except the problem is we think alike, so it's not going to work well.
We do. We do.
We're very similar.
It's too funny, man.
To key on what you were saying, is not only we need to be kind to one another, and not only do we need to, you know, be kind to certainly the people that we surround ourselves with. People, I don't know where or when or how this happened, but people have become so self-centered.
Very narcissistic, yep.
And it is, that I think is truly a big part of a lot of the problems in society. For example, the road rage stuff, right? Seriously, I'm driving to work this morning and a car comes I'm going the speed limit. The car comes flying up behind me and I immediately think, oh my God, this guy's going to run me off the road. What is so important,
right,
that he needs to be, that I'm now in his way. Whatever's going on with him right this second, I am now in his way.
Right.
So I find myself, I pull over to let him by. I could have reacted completely different to that. I could have slowed down. I could have brake checked him. I could have done all these things.
Checks. But I probably would have done that.
but what am I going to get out of that? What's the point, right? What's the point? And
you would become angry. You don't want that.
Yeah, I become angry, and you know, I deal with enough anger
and
in my life with my
job. And you're doing the road rage back, and you're not really.
Exactly. And then people are calling 911, and they're saying,
exactly.
Hey,
and then you're answering the phone. And it's
right. But the flip side of that is, okay, well, I pulled over and let him by, and maybe he has an emergency. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him, and that's okay. But it's not just there, right? It's in the store. It's everywhere you see it. Like, it's people are affected by you just being in the same aisle as them, and they, you know, and they don't, people have lost the respect or the communication point to say, oh, hey, excuse me, can I you know, right. get you. So the other day I'm walking through the store and I see this lady, I'm walking down the store and I see this lady trying to get something off the top shelf. Now I'm 6'5", right? And I'm looking at her trying to like, and she's going to drop whatever, it was a box of, I think it was Bisquick. She's trying to get it off and it's up on the, it's on an end shelf, whatever. Four people walked by and I'm watching them walk by her. People that could have reached up and grabbed it. And I stopped and I reached up and I grabbed it for her. And she thanked me with our mask on and everything. Was I social distance? No. But you know what? I took time out to just do something nice, right. Be kind. And then I continued on. What, we have lost this. What is going on?
I can't believe it. You're 100% right. And I see it all the time. It's so unfortunate. We're in a very fast-paced society. We're in a very fast-paced world. Everything we do, man, you've heard my speech at the Black Belt Spectaculars. It's all instant. Like, we are in a hurry, and we're on our phones. We're constantly connected. We socially are completely different than we were 15 years ago. And it can be incredibly sad. You say things like that. That is horrible. I can't imagine. It's just horrible. I mean, right. I'm sorry, keep going.
And this lady was probably, I'm going to say close to 70 years old. Right. So it wasn't even like, you know, get it, you know, get them, champ. You can do it. Jump up a little higher. This was an older woman that clearly was having difficulty and people just walked by. Like, you can't tell me they didn't see her. They walked around her. You know, so it's just those little things that we all need to get better at.
Absolutely.
And if you did one thing for somebody throughout your day, not only is that person going to be grateful for it, you're going to feel amazing for it.
Right.
Just going to ask you that. I was going to say, how did you feel? All you did was grab this lady, her
Bisquick.
And how did you feel? You felt
she had dinner
great.
That night because of you.
I'm telling you. She couldn't see me because I had my mask on, but as I walked away, I had a big smile on my face. But now I have to find other ways to get, you know.
Yeah, smile with your eyes.
Oh, Tim does smile with his eyes. He's doing it right now. I can see it.
I know. And you're 6'5". Like,
damn.
All dark and handsome.
Oh.
So anyway, look at Tim. He doesn't even know.
Please
he's got.
Stop.
He's got...
Please stop.
Oh, yeah. No, please stop. Oh, yes, salt and pepper hair. Roll that beard back.
All right, so what are we talking about? No, I feel like I had something important to say, and now we're hitting on Tim. I don't know what the hell happened. Oh, takeaway. So in our podcast, one of my favorite things about this, other than the obvious hanging out with you and getting this time together, is takeaways. Now, this podcast isn't going to have a ton of takeaways, but if you take anything from this today, go do something nice for somebody. When you get done listening, do something, anything, do something nice for somebody. And if we have 50 people that listen to this podcast, you guys all just made 50 people happy. And they pay it forward. Who knows, man?
You know what Paul does to make me happy is you text me every day and say, I hope you're having a fantastic day.
I do.
You do?
Oh, I do hope you're having
a fantastic day. And I feel bad because I'm like, crap. It's new. I'm supposed to text them. But that's like, that makes me feel good.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you.
But it gets into questions and then it's.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it rolls from there.
Right. Like Tim, he called me today out of the blue. That was nice.
Yeah.
Tim, don't call me. No, I'm just kidding.
I just saw you like 2 hours ago on Zoom.
I'm busting chops. Oh, man. That's awesome. I love it.
It is important, you know, and like Paul said, man, if 50 people tomorrow do something nice or do something for somebody else.
Right.
Even if you can find something to do, even in times like we're in right now, you can find something to do. That's 50 people. And then if they pay it forward and then they pay it forward and it's a domino effect. And you know what? Why not? You know, why not?
That's great. How did this happen? I also love that about the podcast. We're like, all right, guys, so today we're going to talk about social distancing. And then we get going and it's like, Napoli for president. Let's go. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. But man, I love it.
We need t-shirts, buttons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We need signs, yard signs.
Let's have fun with that. Let's make this happen.
Yes. So, listen, we got to give a shout out right here, Paul.
I'm with you.
You know who we're going to shout out to? Ireland.
Wait for it. Ireland. I know. We haven't even
Ireland.
Have we talked about Ireland yet.
We have not talked about this yet. Erica has no clue what we're talking about.
I have
Erica.
No idea.
So Erica's like, why the hell?
Who are we shouting out? I'm like, I wasn't prepared for this.
Ireland it is.
So our podcast, that we build our podcast on, Anchor, they do statistics on us.
Oh, okay.
Seven. Now get this. This is a big number. 7% of our listeners are in Ireland. The fighting Irish.
Shout out to Ireland.
Shout out to Ireland. We love you, whoever you are. I would love, man, wouldn't it be awesome if they like contacted us somehow?
If they could contact us and we could get them on this podcast.
Oh my
God. Straight from Ireland.
I just want to talk to somebody with an Irish accent.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Mike. Drinking the Guinness.
Yeah, they don't say Mike, do they?
No, that's Australian. That's well, there goes our Irish. There goes our Ireland listeners.
Ireland, we need you on here. We need to know more. So, Ireland, we love you.
Great.
Germany.
Well, it was fun to have them while we had them.
Germany, you're doing good.
Germany's not far behind.
No,
yeah.
They're 1%.
1%?
1%. And then the rest is,
you
know.
The great old USA. Thank you, America.
Thank you, America.
We're now taking votes for our campaign slogan in 2024. If you want to text us your answer, that'd be great.
Yeah. Listen, we were going to talk about courage tonight. I think courage is a huge word in times that we're in right now. You know, looking at everything that's going on, let's say coronavirus, let's throw that. We've already talked about that. Let's talk about the other major issue that we're dealing with right now. And that is the Black Lives Matter movement. That is the police departments having to overcome, you know, the black eye that they've gotten over this due to some very, very stupid acts of, you know, individual police officers. But when I look at all this and I look at what's going on, I can't help but to see the courage that is coming out of many people. There's people that are taking a stance. There's people that are protesting peacefully and standing up for what they believe in. And if you just sit back and if you just sit on the sidelines, nothing's going to happen. And we talked to Tom Sparks a couple weeks ago and we talked to Carlos. And I think it's going to take a lot of courage from everybody, all races, and we all have to wrap our arms around this situation that we're dealing with. And it's going to take courage. It's going to take courage from each and every one of us. It's going to take courage for maybe somebody who was wronged by either the police department and they're a black male, or maybe, you know, they feel that they've been oppressed. It's going to take courage for them to forgive. It's going to take courage for people who maybe have had prejudices and want to make a change. It's going to take courage for people who maybe had a different thought before all of this, or maybe was blind to it, but now they want to do something about it. I think courage is important in where we are right now, and I think it's something that everybody needs to think about. Think about that word and think about how are you handling all of this and how can you get involved if you want to, if you have the courage to.
I think it's great. I do. You know, you sent me a video earlier today when we were chatting about an incident, and I hope you're cool with me bringing that up.
100%.
And it was an incident where a black lady was, her and her son went out to a restaurant, and her son was rocking mesh shorts and a t-shirt, and she was kicked out. They told her due to the dress code that they had to leave. And, you know, I watched the video and she took a video of the manager saying this, and what we discussed a little bit, what you were saying specifically was how much courage it took for her to stand up for herself and to say, like, this isn't right. I can't imagine you know, that feeling that she had in that moment. And the only reason I bring it up is because you're talking about courage. You know, what had happened is they actually showed in the video, she had a video of a young white child who had a similar outfit on. At least that's what it looked like in the video. And they had just got done eating. And she's like, well, I don't understand why it's okay. And she was,
and super, he was a white kid.
Yeah. And she was super controlled considering the situation. So, you know, I don't want to get too much more into that, I guess, as far as everything going on. We've really hammered home with coronavirus and everything going on, the state of the world, state of the country. But like you said, man, that took courage for her to do what she did and say, hey, like, that's just not cool that you guys are doing this to me. And the way that she did it, I thought, like you said, was super courageous.
Yeah.
Matthew's narking on his brothers right now.
All right. That takes courage, Matthew.
No, that's not courage, man. That's being a little punk. Snitches get stitches. I'm about to teach this kid right now. He's 4. Matthew, when I'm done with the podcast, we'll handle this.
Wait, we want Matthew on the podcast. Have him explain to us what's going on. Matthew, what's going on?
Do you want to get on here and tell them what's happening? Tell them
into the mic.
Come here and talk on the mic, but you have
talk
to tell
on the
them
mic. Tell us what's
what
up.
What's your brother doing
right now?
We're
going
to
help you through this problem.
No? No, I don't. Then you got to go away.
All right.
No. Give me a kiss. Love you. Kiss it. Go play with your brothers. Okay, sorry.
All right.
But anyways, just courage. I mean, like you said, get off the sidelines. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but, you know, to try to make a difference in this world, we have
definitely.
To.
Definitely.
Yep.
I love that kid, man. Look at that smile.
All right, Matthew.
How uncomfortable is this for you, Paul? We're just sitting here.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah, get out of there. There you go.
Yeah, buddy. It's a jungle gym.
It's tough, man. It's tough. It's like the whole time I was talking.
They can't see what we're looking at right now. So Matthew has climbed up on top of Paul and is sitting on his shoulders. Paul's headset is on, but Matthew's head is like on top of his headset. It's freaking adorable, man.
The whole time I was trying to talk about the last thing I was just talking about there. Yeah. Matthew's pulling at my shirt, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, what is going on? I'm trying to explain the courage of this lady, and I don't even know where I'm at in my story. But anyways.
Yeah.
So what was the outcome of this situation? She left?
Get it, Tim.
Yeah, so she left. They told her she had to leave. They wouldn't let her in.
Who wouldn't let her in? The manager?
The person at the front. Basically, they said it was a dress code issue, and it was just the shorts. Well, she said, well, there's a kid over there who's wearing pretty much a similar outfit. Mm-hmm. He's already eaten, and you're letting him leave. Why aren't you letting us in? And then she left, and then the restaurant eventually apologized. But the damage is done.
That's the thing. Seriously. Yeah, they apologize. What's that?
Right. And I asked Paul. I go, okay. Say you had a dress code. How would you have handled it? And I thought Paul's answer was 100% better than the way they handled it. And it was basically, I would have explained to them that there's a dress code. It's okay for this time, but for future reference, you know, make sure, you know, you have the proper dress code. And I would have said,
was there a sign for like the dress code, or they
didn't go into all those details. It was a detail. You know, this whole thing was a news article that I found and I just forwarded on to Paul and said, look at this.
You know,
where
a
was
lot
it,
of it
located?
Baltimore.
I'm not sure. Baltimore. A lot of it too. So even like you could hear them in the manager's tone, in my opinion, that he really didn't want to be having this conversation, almost like he was uncomfortable and felt bad. But, you know, in his, I guess we say defense, I really don't know if that's the right way to put it, but he was like, oh man, like, do you guys live close? Can you just have him go change his shorts? Almost like he was going to get in trouble. And I think a lot of our issue, there's many of them, but the issue here was lack of that compassion and putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. So Stephanie and I have been together for 20 years, right? We're young. Well, we used to be young. We were really young when we started dating. You know, a lot of our friends who had relationships, most of them are no longer in those relationships, which is completely normal. My point is, though, is part of how we have worked is because we are constantly putting ourselves in the other person's shoes. If we screw up, I shouldn't say we, if I screw up, I'm putting myself in her shoes going, damn, I screwed up. If something's happening, whatever the situation is, we always put ourselves in each other's shoes. And both of us do that, I think, very, very well. I don't think enough people do that. If that young manager would have taken a minute and put himself in either of those people's shoes, either the mom or the kid, and just said, how would I feel right now if I was in their shoes? And no matter, I don't want to say take color out of it, because you can't, because it really felt like it was more than those shorts, unfortunately. So I guess you can't even take that out, but just put yourself in that human being's shoes. How do they feel right now? How can I make them feel better? And right. All he had to do was say exactly that. Listen, we have a dress code. I'm so sorry. You guys can eat here tonight, but I want you to know, because we do have to strictly enforce this dress code, I want you to eat here tonight, and I want you to have a fantastic meal. I'm going to make sure that the staff knows and that my bosses know I said it's okay for you to be here tonight to have this meal, but I don't want anybody else to ever turn you away. So next time, just know you can't have mess shorts. Talk about courage. That would have taken courage, and that would have been, honestly, it would have been a story we never hear about. I can almost promise you that, right. But that's not a bad thing.
All right, we're done with courage.
Courage is
that
great.
Was it?
Okay, we're done with courage. All right. You guys ready to have some fun?
I am ready.
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous.
So this week, and we want all the listeners to play along. So as we do this, I want you to think along what your answer would be as well. And maybe we can have you guys post it, like, on our Facebook page or Instagram or whatever. So Mount Rushmore, right? We know that's in South Dakota, and it's four heads of, you know, it's George Washington. It's pretty big
three
people.
Three other people.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Whoever those other guys. I think Abe's on there.
There's
Abe
my vice
George.
President.
Those are my two.
There's my vice president. We got to talk, man.
Who are the four?
Don't ask me. See, now you're
George
putting
Washington.
Me on the spot.
George Washington.
Benjamin Franklin?
I don't think Ben. I don't
guys,
think Benny's up
guys,
there.
Guys.
No. Can we pause this?
No. It's
no,
George
this
Washington.
This is the best part about our
it's
podcast.
Abraham
Tim
Lincoln.
Doesn't even get rid of this stuff anymore.
No.
Mount Rushmore
it's
is.
It's Abraham
Google.
Lincoln. And it's a Jefferson.
No.
Oh, it's Roosevelt. Roosevelt's on there. Theodore Roosevelt. Who's the fourth? It's a big one, and I'm missing it. Is it Thomas Jefferson?
George Washington, Thomas
I
Jefferson,
know, it's
Abraham
Lincoln,
and Theodore
George
Roosevelt.
Washington,
you Theodore
guys got your phones out, cheaters.
Why you have to, like, rat us out?
You better edit that. You
no one can see
that.
Us.
They had to look it up.
We're really smart at
I just
moment.
Had to take time and think about it.
And we said the same exact time.
I'm yeah. older and wiser.
Did we get it?
No. You told me earlier there was five people on Mount Rushmore. Just
it says,
true.
Who
I
is the
wrong.
Fifth
It's only four.
Benjamin Black Elk.
You told me there was five.
I did, it's the I fifth did think face. It was five.
Wait, there is five?
Benjamin Black Elk.
Siri just said four.
No, there's
Benjamin
only four.
Benjamin Black Elk is the fifth face of Mount Rushmore, posing for photographs with thousands of tourists daily in his native
what?
Attire.
We should have Googled
See?
This
See, there is
we...
five.
Should have Googled this.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is your history lesson.
All right, Ireland, don't judge all of America yeah. on this podcast. Don't judge us all. It's just us three. All right? Everybody else is way smarter than we are.
All right.
That's oh, not man. True.
Anyway,
I
we are going to recreate Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
except,
boy.
Except
yeah. I'm really
our
nervous
Mount Rushmore,
about this.
Our Mount Rushmore is going to be made up of female entertainers. So Erica has a list. Paul
okay,
has
I'm
a list.
I'm not going first. Okay.
And I have a list.
So female entertainers.
Female like, entertainers could be an actress.
Wrong.
Could
Tim's
be a
like,
musician,
no, you have be, this wrong.
So it could be. So there's, okay. So I only did musicians.
Your
just,
list
just,
sucks.
I did musicians and like actresses.
You don't even know. My list is going to blow your list out of the water. Right.
Just like that social distancing playlist blew us out of the water.
Yeah.
That was crap. I don't know what
he only gave us like an hour.
We found out he cheated. Exactly. I want to know before.
I didn't cheat this time. Oh, Paul locked up. Did you see that?
Paul locked up.
See what just happened there?
Come on, Paul. He's back. There we go. He's
there you go.
Twiddling his fingers.
Are you there?
Gosh, I moved too much.
What were you saying?
Am I here?
You're there. He's there. I'm going to share my screen. Can I see that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh.
All right, perfect.
Cypress Hill.
Yeah. All right, so Erica, who is your first?
My first? Can I go in any order or the first one I wrote?
Any order. Now, listen, we are as a team, going to come up with only four, maybe five.
Okay.
Are you sure?
So
explain this again to me. So what are we looking for out of these four?
Female entertainers.
Okay.
All right, so who's your top pick?
My top is Jennifer Lopez,
J-Lo. So top pick is J-Lo, and why did you pick her?
Because she's a 50-year-old hottie, and that's what I wrote.
Am I supposed to have reasons on why I picked these people?
I asked him if I was supposed to have reasons, and he said yes. I was prepared.
I swear you only give me half the directions.
And there's no burpees on this list. No, can't you do like so slow.
That's horrible. All right, so J Lo's your first pick.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez, J Lo.
Okay.
You want to know why or am I done?
No, yeah, go for it.
Was that
why?
It?
I'm going to tell you right now. J Lo was on my list, so she's already a runner up for making the top four.
Woman of all trades. She dances. She sings. She acts. She's a strong, powerful woman. She's an advocate for mothers and kids to help them with health care and education.
Yep.
She donates to charities. And plus, she was a fly girl in a living color.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful. I want to be her.
She's with A-Rod, right? Are they married?
Oh, yeah.
They're engaged.
They're going to be married.
She's just so nice. She's down to earth.
I think
if I ran into her, and I wanted to ask for an autograph, I think she would give it to me. I hope so.
I would think she would, too.
First, I would tackle her. No, I'm just kidding.
Paul, who's your first?
I mean, the first person I wrote down on my list was Jessica Simpson.
What?
Jessica Simpson. What do you mean, what?
No, I know. Jessica Simpson.
Do you not know who Jessica Simpson
is? The ex of Nick Lachey?
Watched a lot of Mickey Mouse.
She has a great song.
Okay, real quick, screen share. Go back to whatever you were just on.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't look like that now.
Yes, she
I'm
does.
Talking about 1997.
Yeah,
Jessica
I Want to Love You Forever. Play that song. That's a
FYI.
Great song.
Which one? This
Jessica.
One?
I Want to Love You Forever.
All right. Here's Paul's fave.
Get it, girl.
I didn't say she was my fave. No, she's just the first one I wrote down.
So why did you pick her?
So what I'm going to...
Just like Jessica Simpson.
Oh, hey.
You set my soul at ease.
Oh, man.
Get it. Done this out of you. Right?
Okay.
That was baby making music.
She wanna love you forever.
With Jessica,
back in the 90s.
With all of my picks, I'm actually not gonna tell you guys why I picked them. Until I'm all done with all of them.
Okay. All right.
Is that okay? Am I breaking the rules?
No.
You never break the rules.
I mean, Jessica Simpson did sell 2 million copies of her album in the United States back in 1999. And I know that because I'm on Wikipedia. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'll give you guys.
I didn't write that down for J-Lo. I'm sure she did way more.
Here is
Jessica
Simpson's
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. Let's go. Some respect. Oh, yeah.
What you want.
No.
Baby, I got what you need.
Aretha Franklin.
It's all I'm asking. What? So why did you pick her?
What do you guys think?
So here's the deal. Hold on.
Hold on, boy.
Here's the deal.
What?
This is part of why these challenges that you've been coming up with. So I enjoy them. Like, this is fun. I'm already having a blast, and we're on number one. But it's all bullshit. And here's why it's bullshit.
Do you think he's cheated again?
No, he didn't cheat. But the thing with our audience is they're all
my age,
closer to Tim's age.
They are?
Yes.
Most of them.
Our podcast audience, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay, I don't know this. No, but maybe
we're growing though.
We're growing. We're growing.
Ireland. Yeah. I'm not sure how
Ireland they are. Yeah, Ireland is way up there.
Right.
I'm sure Ireland loves Justin Simpson.
Tim has a slight advantage because I don't know anything when it comes to music or entertainers.
I don't believe that either. Oh.
And no, I really don't. So and our viewers or our listeners, I should say, are closer to Tim's age, which is fantastic. I love you
all.
All
right.
But I am horrible at these things. I'm horrible at music. I'm horrible. So, I mean, you're going to see. Why didn't you say this
all before we started? Like, this
because
could be just
I don't give him the option.
Because Tim is in charge, man. And I do what Tim says. So I love this. I'm just going to say I'm going to lose, and I'm not happy about losing.
Is this like a competition?
I think we're going to build Mount Rushmore.
Everything
Tim
is a competition.
Can't win.
We're
going to
build Mount Rushmore.
All right. So anyways, I said Jessica Simpson. Yeah. You said Aretha freaking Franklin. Yeah.
And I said J-Lo.
You went with the obvious J-Lo.
Yes.
So I'm not even going to tell
out
you
of those three or we
no,
keep going?
No, no, we'll keep going.
Let's keep going.
I'm not even going to tell you guys why I picked my picks. I'm going to see if y'all can figure it out yourselves.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Round two.
We love you.
Erica, back to you.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that's a great one. That is a great one. Ellen wins.
DeGeneres.
I don't even care. Ellen's
on. Do I know why I picked her?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Of
yes,
course.
Yes, sir.
I'm
She's
kidding.
She's funny,
course.
Caring, willing to help others.
Yes.
No matter who they are.
Yes.
If you're in a bad mood, watch the Ellen Show, and she will turn your bad mood into a great mood.
And she helps
the gorillas.
I love Ellen.
And she's a strong, powerful gay woman.
I love Ellen.
Love Ellen. She needs a win.
Ellen's on it. I don't even care what any of you say.
Put it right over Washington's face.
All right.
Just kidding.
No, we can wait.
Do we even need to announce who our second is?
I'm just kidding.
Because I'm good. I didn't even think of that one.
Ellen's well, I thought these
I
were all.
I sent that to you, too. I thought you were going to steal
I thought
it.
They were supposed to be musicians.
He said entertainers, and I think she's an entertainer.
All right, that's a good one.
But here's
all
the
right.
problem. You know who my second was?
Who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe's good, too. Let me ask you a question. So I get the rules straight. Hold on.
These people are, like,
are they all
above my age.
Are they all? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are they all verse each other? So is it now, like, Ellen versus Marilyn versus whoever I say?
We'll do the first three versus each other, the next three. I like that.
Ooh, okay, yeah, so, that's tough.
Is that okay, Tim?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's not tough. Ellen beats Marilyn Monroe all day.
Yeah, all right, so who's yours?
But wait till I got mine. Hold on, let me get my list.
Britney Spears.
Mine, Erica?
I think it is Britney.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, Tim! It might be Britney Spears. Hold on, I got it.
You know he's going to pick someone else.
No, I'm not. I only got five.
It's going to be a blonde.
Well, you figured it out, didn't you?
We know that.
Number two is.
Oops,
where the hell's my
I
message?
Did
to you
it
two?
Again.
Oh, it's Britney Spears.
See? Do we not know you?
It's Britney Spears, and we're going to go with the 90s version. No offense to the current Britney Spears.
No.
You might
not
be doing.
The shaving. That was courage when she shaved her hair off.
No, I'm not talking about courage. I'm talking about she might be doing amazing things right now. But my
Britney
Spears.
But she's
Spears,
not as in the media as she was back in the 90s.
She's.
Can you please play. Whatchamacallit? What's that song?
Hit Me Baby One More Time?
No, what? The one with the snake. I'm a slave for you. Yeah.
I don't know if I. What's the name of it?
I'm a slave.
This one's fine, Erica. This one's fine.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well,
you know how I feel about music.
Paul wanted 90s.
I was gonna pick Britney.
Okay, let's stop right there. Do you think she still likes this song? Like when she sings it?
Does she still sing?
She's
not really.
Wasn't she in Vegas or something?
Oh, I don't know.
She made out with Madonna. Remember that? And
no.
Christina Aguilera.
Wait a minute.
No, I should
put
know
that up here.
Things. I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh!
All right, so all right, so
that's okay. So who
what do we
wins?
Got for
okay.
number three?
So, oh yeah, is that on YouTube or something? Where can I see that?
Just put it
listen,
in there.
I'm sure. When Karen walks
it
in,
was
just
the
let
Grammys
her,
yeah. back let in the know, 90s.
Let her know you're just doing research for the podcast.
Oh boy,
just research.
Now my hey, other Siri. Ones aren't that great.
Hey Siri, oh, you... can you find me a video of Madonna and Britney Spears?
You already knocked it out of the park with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah,
Aaron,
I'm done.
You might as well just drop the mic.
Did it? Drop the pen.
Ellen wins round. Ellen, I think, is our first one up then, right? So, Erica,
I mean,
write them
I
down.
Think,
what?
I think you,
I'm sorry. Yes. People, my phone's blowing up. What am I doing?
So Ellen is definitely on the mountain.
Ellen's on there.
Ellen's
on
the mountain. She's the first.
You guys are probably right with
winner.
J-Lo, too. I like J-Lo.
I love J-Lo. I'll write her down, and then we can always switch it.
Yeah.
Use a pencil.
So Ellen perfect. And J-Lo. So far, I'm winning. Ooh.
All right. So... Hang on, I got a plane flying over
now
my
I'm
head.
Now I'm going to lose because the rest of my people don't. No, no, no.
I'm sitting outside in my backyard. Can you just hear that plane?
Yeah.
I think I had
was,
a duck
oh, yours
one.
Was Marilyn Monroe, right?
Marilyn. Mm. Marilyn Monroe.
I don't know anything about her. I know she was
her
blonde.
Skirt goes up in the.
I remember
right?
that.
Is that who that is was? The
yeah,
red
that's
lipstick?
That picture.
That is,
the, yeah.
that is that
yeah,
one.
The,
that's, I don't know anything else about her.
That's it, right?
I think Elvis did her.
Elvis, I heard, I know that.
Wait,
name.
And didn't a baseball player date her? Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Joe DiMaggio? No. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
We should really research this stuff
oh,
before
boy.
We talk
yeah,
about
exactly.
it.
I like the fact that we don't, to be honest.
Is that
this is pretty funny.
All right, what do we got for number three?
Number three. Who do we got?
Am I going first?
Yep.
Get it.
Okay, I said Lady Gaga.
She's a powerful woman.
The reason like why... It. Her music is different and makes me dance.
That's not different, Erica. All music makes
okay.
you dance.
That's not true. She went from wearing a meat dress to winning an Academy Award. She
that
reinvented her career.
She did. I agree with
she
that.
She doesn't care what people think about her.
I love
if
that.
If she does, she doesn't show it.
That's you're good. That was
Lady
good.
Gaga.
I mean, you wrote a whole freaking research paper.
I made sure I
she
had
like
this
went,
correct.
She went crazy on this.
Oh, Bad Romance, please.
Oh, Bad Romance.
Right. Oh, damn,
sorry.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
I'll hit that again.
Okay.
That was good.
Tim, who's your next one?
Hang on. I want to hear that again.
And go ahead. She's fantastic. I think she came a long way. Before she was, people thought she was weird and who was this person?
I love
and
Lady
now
Gaga.
She is.
She put on a hell of a Super Bowl halftime
oh,
show.
Oh, Super
that
Bowl,
was
Shallow. She's great. Yeah. I love her.
Shallow, yeah.
I think she's up there with Jennifer Lopez, to
with
be honest
Bradley
with you.
Cooper. He's handsome.
Yeah, I like him too.
That's a different podcast, guys.
Yeah, can we do that next time?
Yeah. All right, Paul. Who's? Oh wait, you want me to go next?
Oh, I don't care either way. Whatever
no,
you want.
Paul's gotta go next. I'm just kidding.
Go next.
I don't know. I don't know who I want to put up against Lady Gaga.
So real quick,
you know what? I'll put up against Lady Gaga. I'll go.
Who do you guys think I have next?
Blonde.
Somebody from the Mickey
from the
Mouse 90s. Club. Of the
Christina
90s.
Aguilera.
Yeah, it's
nailed
Christina
it.
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. I swear to God.
This
look.
Is scary.
Can you see it?
Christina I like Aguilera. Christina.
Oh, my.
Play the fighter. She's got a good
Christina
song.
Christina Aguilera.
Or Genie in a Bottle. Rub
oh,
me
yeah.
the right
Genie
way.
What is it? Genie in a Bottle?
Genie in a Bottle.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Tim's on it with the music.
I
tonight.
Love the burlesque movie.
I'm working on it,
you
man.
That.
We're getting better
I don't think
at
I've
this.
Seen it. Oh, there's
it's
Genie
on
in a Bottle. Is
on
it on
the left. And the left. First song.
Yeah. To the left. Oh, up one. There we go.
I don't have my glasses on. Leave me alone.
Oh, boy.
Something we don't 50. Have to worry about yet, Erica.
Yeah. I have contact.
Okay, Erica, that ruins the whole joke.
I'm so sorry. I don't get jokes.
Yes.
I'm getting hot.
So, when is this song out?
Probably the 90s.
Right. This one came out the same time Britney Spears came out. They came out the same time.
All right. I feel like I've been
locked up tight. Her little bell-bottom jeans and her belly hanging out.
Christina Aguilera. Paul Napoli.
Dirty is a good song.
Going up against Lady Gaga.
I don't know. Man. I think I don't know. So what's your? But you guys say what's your reason?
Yeah, what's your reason, Paul?
Come on.
Besides that, she's a genie in a bottle.
I felt
you
like she was
the right way.
No, no.
Edit that out.
No. You guys are gonna get me in trouble. It got nothing to do with that. I feel like she's an influence.
Yeah, she
or
is.
Something. I don't know. She did cool songs.
Oh, you jerk!
What you talking about?
Talking my about Tim taking my girl.
My next
you,
pick.
Did you pick her?
Going up against J-Lo.
Choose my next one. I want to dance with somebody. You better play that song.
Is the one and only Whitney Houston.
Oh, may she rest in peace.
Yes. I'm just going to fast forward.
Was she good?
I want to dance with somebody.
By the way.
I want to dance with
somebody. Wait, I got to hear this
Let's
first.
Let's play his song.
Hang on.
Sorry.
I'm going to go right here. Hang on. Right here.
This is why I'm single.
The best.
Hey, Tim. What's your reason for picking her?
Because I will always love her.
Because you love her?
Because I will always love her.
She was the Star Spangled Banner was fantastic.
What
I wrote
a tragic
that down.
Story really is so bad. We love you, Whitney Houston.
She created a foundation that cared for homeless and children with cancer and AIDS.
See?
Oh wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah. It's called the Whitney
Paul,
Foundation.
You really didn't you knew
No,
who she
I was,
was
kidding. I was Holy kidding. God. I knew who she was. I was just kidding. Right. That, however, no, we should have done. That should have been the last one, and then we just end the whole podcast with that. Well, I will always love you.
Well, too late now.
Too late.
I mean, it's over. The moment's passed. Yeah.
So who won out of those?
I have? Oh, I had Christina Aguilera.
I had Lady Gaga.
Listen, those are both great choices, but
they are.
You can't go against.
How about rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
All right.
All three of us? Ready? Am I in on this?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Tim's like, no.
All right. Like, no.
Hang
okay,
on a
ready?
Minute. I got to – No, wait a minute.
So first person, well, we'd have to knock someone out, right?
Oh, shit. How
what are you doing,
that?
Tim?
I can only see one of you at a time. All right, okay. There we go. I got you now. Okay.
You got me now?
Ready? Yep.
Right. Are we all going? Ready? Go.
Wait. No, I think. No,
no, no
I'll
hold
go
on,
against.
Hold on.
I'll
no, no,
go
we'll,
against.
We'll all go. We'll all go.
Okay.
We'll all go.
Yeah. Okay.
And then somebody's going to get knocked out. Ready?
Okay. Right. Ready? Rock, go. Paper, scissors, shoot.
I'm paper.
Okay, so I cut you. You're out.
And I had, I also, oh, you can't see me. I had that.
Yeah.
Scissors, so I'm out. Go figure.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
wow.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, they're both paper.
Rock,
they're both
paper, scissors, shoot.
This is getting intense. Damn. Oh, Erica wins rock over scissors.
By
Erica J-Lo.
Wins.
Or no.
No. Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
We can always
mountain.
Go back and change that.
Right. So who's on our just mountain so far? We have Lady
Ellen,
Gaga.
Ellen, J-Lo, and Lady Gaga.
Ellen and J-Lo. So we got one more.
And Lady Gaga, right? Or yep. She just won out of those.
All right. We got one left.
We got one left.
One left. Oh, gosh.
Right, this is going to be tough, guys.
So, Erica, who is your pick?
Oh, man. Whew. I'm going to go with Cher.
Cher. Good one.
Wow. She can hold a plank for 5 minutes.
Huh.
Really
she's
the
goddess
the crowd,
of pop.
Really
she inspires all people, races, genders.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter is a transgender.
What else you got on your paragraph there? You got
she did too.
A whole freaking essay.
Sent,
what else did you write?
Yeah.
What was that?
Sent me a picture
Bullshit.
Of it.
Bullshit.
She
I'm watching
like
you read
pages.
It right now.
She sent me like two. It was a text.
Two pages.
Two pages.
Oh, my first page was wrong. He's like, no, these are not correct. I'm like, okay.
That is hilarious.
So for a 3 mile run, and then they came back and did my homework.
Yeah. All right, so we got Cher. Is that what you said?
Cher.
So Paul, who are you putting up against Cher?
I'm gonna.
Are we gonna put a song up?
Oh wait, oh,
Cher. Is she a singer?
You don't know
oh,
who Cher
man.
Is?
I'm just kidding.
Come
I'm just
on.
Kidding. Oh, I'm just kidding.
We're the same age. Please don't.
You know who knows who Cher is? Rodney.
Janice. Oh, Rodney.
That's a good song.
Rodney knows.
Why don't you guys just, while this is playing, start this to one? Think of who you think my next pick is. You're not going to get this one.
Is this a song you want?
Yep. All right. Do you believe in life after love?
Oh, you want me to fast forward to the good part? Yeah. There you go.
She was awesome in Belasque with Christina Aguilera.
I got it. Oh, I like this.
And she's like 70 years old.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me inside, and I can't break through.
She was on Mamma Mia.
There's no talking to you. Play the grandmother.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Wait,
Sam,
we haven't gotten
to
the good part yet.
Oh, sorry. Said and done.
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say.
Good job.
Woo! Oh, I'm done.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
No?
Oh,
not a fan.
Gosh.
No.
Okay, who's okay?
Paul.
Yours is blonde.
Paul.
The female. So, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson's not blonde.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
I mean, a real blonde. Like, maybe she's a brunette.
Kelly.
No, no.
Angelina
no,
Jolie.
No, no, no.
Pink.
No.
Pink.
No. Pink. No, not pink. Not
she's
pink.
On my list.
Tim, you're gonna get it wrong because if we're only doing four, I'm not gonna pick the one that you
I
think I'm gonna
I can't believe
pick.
Aretha Franklin isn't on this. You guys knocked
so,
her out.
Do you
I'm
know
so upset.
Paul's list? He sent it to you.
So let me
I
tell
do,
you.
But I can't
give me
say.
A hint. Give me a
let
hint.
Let me tell you. My next and final pick, if we're only doing four, is the one and only Carrie Underwood.
Oh, ooh. So close.
Carrie Underwood.
She's a blonde.
She could be a blonde. She might be a blonde.
Carrie Underwood. She's country. Carrie Underwood.
Hey, hey, girl. Your head in the clouds. I bet you I can tell
yeah.
you what you're thinking about. You'll see a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna give you the world, but he's gonna leave you crying with your heart in the dirt.
I like the song.
It's not dripping honey, but he'll sting you like a bee. So
why do you play this in your classes?
Yes, raise a good jam.
Get out while you can.
Love it.
Why did you pick her?
I think you do love it, Tim, because I think that's the longest song you played.
It is.
That
you know
good.
Why I love playing these games with you guys? I would never listen to that ever. But now I will probably download
yeah,
listen Carrie
to
Underwood.
Before you go to bed tonight.
Put that on your list.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
She's influential. That's why I picked her, Erica.
Jesus Take the Wheel. Listen to that song.
She's
it's a great song. She's they're all influential.
I don't know. I didn't write any paragraphs. I didn't do that.
I think you should be disqualified because you didn't.
I mean, I don't even have to be disqualified. I'm not going to win anyways.
That's a good one. I would say song-wise, her over Cher.
Oh, she whoops Cher. I'll put that out there. You guys can throw me some hate on Facebook
so no,
if you'd like.
No, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No. Carrie
is
so
have?
Far winning. Tim, who
okay.
you have?
Listen, this is Mount
right,
Rushmore.
Winning.
This is supposed to be like
oh, here we go.
The
it's gonna
absolute.
Be filled with all blondes.
The best.
I gave you my Mount Rushmore. That happened
I gave you
good.
Mine.
So mine, I just wanted to say that before I tell you what mine is.
Yeah, because I know it's going to be like something you think is
from
great.
Like the
70s. Judy Garland.
Who the hell is that?
Oh my God, the girl from the lady from Wizard of Oz? No, that's not a lady from Wizard of Oz.
No, Judy Garland.
Is she an actor, Chris?
Actress, yes.
She's not live. Is she alive?
Huh? Hang on, I'll pull her up.
We need to see a picture of her. Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
What was she in?
You guys don't know who Judy, you seriously don't know
her,
who Judy
I probably
Garland
know.
Is?
Tim, I told you I'm not good at this stuff.
Isn't that the lady from Wizard of Oz? Who's the lady from Wizard of Oz?
That's not Judy Garland. I just wanted to sound like I knew what the hell I was talking about. I have no
let's
idea.
Julie Garland was in The Wizard of Oz. She played Dorothy, didn't she?
Yes. It's you Dorothy just said no from before. Wizard of Oz.
No, he didn't know. He doesn't know.
Oh, boy.
Tim just Googled.
No, I'm going to
Tim
Carrie
Googled
Underwood.
For the four most influential women in U.S. history and Ashley. came up with this list.
I did the same thing. She wasn't on it.
Judy Garland. Listen.
But I did do like 2019 to 2020, so yeah. Maybe that's why.
There we go.
Rodney, get this man in check, Rodney.
Hot Rod, where are you?
Well, long dawn till sundown.
All right,
here's the
can you play Over the Rainbow?
Yes, of course I can. Of course
she's
we can play
disqualified because this is horrible.
It's oh, live. She was like. Seriously?
I don't know anything about
all right.
This.
I'm gonna mute everyone.
Why did you pick her?
Just listen, you'll figure it out.
Oh, okay.
It's Judy freaking Garland, that's why.
My mom would like her.
This everybody should like her. She is Mount Rushmore, people.
She's not on the list, dude.
I think this is Mount Rushmore of like nowadays.
Listen. She doesn't make the list.
I think I'm going to go with Carrie Underwood.
Seriously, you guys are knocking out. You knocked out Aretha Franklin.
Unless you went to
rock,
paper,
scissors.
And
now you're knocking out Judy Garland?
Yeah.
You guys suck.
We are younger than you, so I mean, that's why.
That's true.
I didn't think any of my picks were really going to make it.
I think all mine were.
I didn't think any of mine.
No,
were.
I really did my homework.
But no matter what, like you could pick whoever you want to put Aretha Franklin in instead of Julie. I'm not.
Okay, how about Paul one and Tim gets one?
No, I don't want a sympathy vote.
Nothing against Judy Garland. I'm sure she's a fantastic.
I would
woman,
say Aretha Franklin over Judy.
But I don't think she's even in the top 400. I don't.
Are
know.
You kidding me right now?
I don't think so either.
So nothing personal, Judy. Is Judy alive?
She's
is she
no.
Alive?
No, she's
oh,
not.
Oh shit! I'm sorry. God rest her
no,
soul.
No.
I didn't know that.
Rest in peace.
Born
R.I.P.
June 10th, 1922.
Holy shit!
That's
so she
born.
Is Tim's. So she is Tim's age.
She died in 1969.
Oh my
died
gosh!
June 22nd, 1969.
Tim, what? When were you born?
1922. Tim.
71.
God.
Wait.
Damn!
Old! But you look good.
I'm just kidding.
She,
you
know what,
age,
though, she
wow,
was married.
You're like Benjamin Button.
You're like a,
she
you're
had
like
a
fine
husbands.
Wine.
She had a lot of husbands.
Well, I haven't had one.
Whatever.
So, real quick, just a recap.
My who, Mount Rushmore.
What happened okay, with our...
We
our
have record. Ellen DeGeneres.
Definite.
Good pick.
J-Lo.
Good pick.
I like J-Lo.
Lady Gaga, because I won that
so,
rock, paper, scissors,
wait
shoe.
A minute. I think one of those two ought to be bounced off.
Okay. Okay.
Well, who? Judy Garland?
Yeah.
All right,
for,
hold on.
For either Judy or Aretha Franklin. One
yes,
of those
Aretha
two.
Should be on there. I'll give you so, Aretha. No Judy.
Okay, instead of who?
Instead of either J-Lo. I think it's up against, we have a competition right now against J-Lo.
No,
and,
no. Hold on,
yes.
Hold on. Who's the fourth, though? Who's the fourth?
I thought it was Carrie
Underwood.
No,
Carrie's
oh,
out compared to Carrie's out compared to the other one, Tim.
Carrie, we love you, but you got to go.
So Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin. So what's our Mount
so you have
Rushmore
Ellen DeGeneres,
yep.
J-Lo, Lady Gaga, and Aretha.
Hmm.
I'll give it to you. I think that's a solid Mount Rushmore.
Do you want to go for number five?
I think Judy Garland should be the number five.
Oh, geez. Do you want to do one more and see?
God rest her soul.
Yes.
Not
I think
chance.
We're good.
We're
that's
good,
our
that's
Mount
it?
Rushmore.
That's our Mount Rushmore. That was
there
fun,
is.
Guys. That was,
that was
that
a
was
lot of fun.
Fun. Was I did my homework. I was prepared.
You
I think
really
Erica
prepared.
Was more prepared than you and I, Paul.
Well, what
now,
home
Paul,
is really
I want to hear exactly
give me a chance to do
how you came up with this ridiculous list.
Of all blondes.
Of all
that's exactly how I came up with
that
this.
That are in their 30s.
Seriously?
All blondes that are right around their 30s. I didn't really have any criteria. I just started to think of female singers that I knew. And because I thought it was a whole music thing, which is fine. And so I just went with the female singers that I knew, and I went with those four.
You know, it's funny. It was supposed to be female entertainers, and it pretty much was, other than Ellen, it was all
it was.
Music.
Ellen's by far my favorite, by the way.
So I think that mm-hmm. says a lot about the three of us that we clearly like music entertainment the most.
You do. And I know nothing when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I just right. do what you tell me.
Just smile and nod.
You could do so many. This is such a fun game. You could. This is a dinner. You have some friends over for dinner. You could do your own Mount Rushmore. You could do most powerful women. You could do most powerful men. You could do. You know. You just pick it and then let the debate begin.
The irony to that is you actually can't have people over for dinner. That's a whole thing. You can't
unless you do it.
That's why we're in our basements.
That's why we're on Zoom.
Hey, we're gonna have a virtual hangout tonight. Kind of what we just did.
We should do that though. We only did that one time on the Facebook thing there. That was fun with the unicorns and the bananas or whatever that was.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And we got to figure out
unicorns and bananas.
Oh yeah, Eric.
Do I want to know?
I don't know.
No,
but we should do that again. Like maybe plan that for like next week's podcast. We'll do
that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Anyway. Now what?
Should we end with like a song?
So yeah, why don't we end with a song?
And say what in the song? Membrane? Like
no, like what song do you guys want? It's gotta be one of our Mount Rushmore.
Oh okay. Yeah. Remind me of who our Mount Rushmore.
J-Lo, Lady Gaga, or Aretha.
J-Lo. Definitely not Aretha. What's her name? Aretha? How do you
Aretha
say it?
Aretha. Franklin.
Lady Gaga, yeah, no. Just Dance.
Oh. Lady Gaga I could get into.
Just dance, dance, dance.
Is that what we're going with?
For anybody listening, if you have, why doesn't anybody listen and just send us a message or post on Facebook your Mount Rushmore of what is it? So it's four female entertainers.
Yes.
Why don't you put your Mount Rushmore up against our Mount Rushmore? Yes. And we'll see who wins.
Yes. Put it right on.
And let us know why you think
know.
Our Mount Rushmore.
Right. We'll put our, different. You know what? We should put our Mount Rushmore up and then we'll start the communication chain
yes.
from I there.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. So this is the song that's been requested.
Just Dance.
This one right here, right? That's a remix. We don't want the remix,
right? Yes, click on that.
This is the last song.
Can you see my face? You like went right where my finger was. It's like
why
he knew.
Are you whispering?
I don't know. The song's gonna play.
Oh.
Chill.
Oh, wait, red wine. Oh.
Okay. I got you again.
What are you doing?
That was great. That was great.
I know exactly when Erica's about to like.
Bust
it out, and then I just hit the pause button. Paul, lead us out, and then we'll go with the song.
Deal. So you guys know how we feel, and you know our thoughts and our views. And if nothing else, take out of this that life is short. Don't take anything for granted. As far as we know, we get one chance here on this earth. Live every single day like it could be the last chance you have, the last day of your life. Enjoy it and love life.
Yes, just dance.
Just dance.
Have a great
week,
guys.
Just dance.
We're back.
A red wine. Oh, I've had a little bit too much, All of the people stop to rush. By. An easy twist of dance, can't find a drink of man. Where are my keys? I